release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
Well, I think you usually press that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. How we've missed you guys. It's all I kind of missed you for the first time ever. It's all
first time. Man, I missed everyone. Mash is here. Everybody's here. Missed everyone, man.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Ghost Lady couldn't join us today, but we do have a special guest co-host. His name is Bougie.
What's up?
What's happening, Bougie?
Hey.
Did I tell you, Saul, Bougie was my first radio husband. Yeah? Is it safe to say that, Bougie?
Yeah, well,
very
husband,
safe.
Yeah.
Very safe, yeah.
One and only radio husband.
No. Not really. Not really. But I had so much fun with you on air. You were one of those people that really couldn't hold back. You know, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I heard, is it true? Because I remember you were working with Danielle Ranaka from Day Dagger.
Yeah.
And then she got pregnant. So she went on maternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dumelo comes to me. He's like, yo, dude, we're going to need you to do the show for like 4 weeks, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Until Dumelo comes back. Or what? So I was doing the show with you.
Yes, you're doing the show with me.
And we killed it so much. Within a week, she came back.
Pregnant as she was.
Yeah. Pregnant as she was. So it's like, I think her insecurities, like honestly speaking, you know, I couldn't believe at that time. We must learn, you must understand something. With me, I was even more liberal with you because I'm just like same age group. We used to think the same.
Yes.
And then when you know, comes back, I'm like, fuck, and there goes my life.
That's radio, man.
Oh,
that's
man.
Radio.
Yeah.
So you'd say you preferred working with me than her?
Yeah. Nah. In most cases. Yeah. In most cases. Just in, I love my girl. She knows I love her. But there was a way of she does radio that sometimes I'll be like, I just want to do certain things. And I've got a way of thinking. But at the same time, I learned a lot from her because she had a certain structure. And with her, she hated features with all her life. Like, don't give Dinewa features every day. She'll be like, oh my God, we're doing this again.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it's a feature, D. Just roll with it. Like, no, find, be more creative.
Yeah.
And ever since then, it's hard for me to get stuck on features.
Yeah.
I get bored so easily.
Yeah, features are a thing of the past, man. People still do features.
People still do features.
Hey, my man, they do, bro.
They do features. And you sit there, you're just like, oh my God, again, we're doing this. Namhlanje.
Remember, Mac, we were driving and they did a riddle on radio. I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm
gonna
play a CD of yours. Riddles.
But radio's gone to the dogs now. Yo.
It's bad, bro.
Female dogs, to be exact. That's where it's gone to.
Like, well, it depends how famous you are. Out. The more famous you are, the longer you stay on radio.
Is that why you left Metro?
Yes.
For real?
Yeah.
I thought you're famous. You're on TV and shit.
No, but I think also with Metro, it was an open discussion with my bosses and I. And when you leave Metro, you don't want to leave Metro when you're angry.
Yeah.
When you, and most people, when they leave the SABC, right, they leave with, I have issues with the bosses. You know, with my bosses actually protected me.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to lie. Like, my bosses had my back because they also knew that, you know, I think in a certain way because it's quite open with them. The only thing that you must be careful of when you at a certain radio station as the colleagues. Juanyiwa, guys.
For real.
Yeah. Do you know people that you think they have done so well for themselves, but they will take away from you? And then you just sit in there, you're like, but what the fuck are you doing? Like, my guy, you've been on radio forever.
Yeah.
But you are here behaving like a child. Like, fucking grow up. Why are your balls? Should I borrow your mind? Go power me, my friend. Like, there was a time. Because I'm just like, you are so grown for this nonsense. Yeah. Come on. And now you end up like literally resenting your work and not wanting to be there, you know? And one thing that I picked up was that when you reach out to management always like, you know, try to listen to your side. And every time when people leave spaces like that, they usually complain about management. They didn't treat me. No, with me, I have no issues, eh?
Mm.
Oh, no, with my bosses. Hey, darlings, how are you? Like, I promise you, I had a good relationship.
Yeah.
Whereby I used to literally, if I'm not feeling well or emotionally unstable, I had that open door. It was just that sometimes you're in a team whereby you're just like, you know what? Just have the damn show. Continue. Just run with it. Flourish, Baba. Do what you have to do. We shall see. God ain't no fool.
Yeah.
So it was a dynamic of who wants to outshine who.
Yeah. And then also, and a part of me felt like I was a bit more like silenced, you know, and also felt like I am not able to shine.
But wait, what shows did you start doing when you started Metro? How long were you at Metro?
I was at Metro for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
I started with the Top 40, which was quite amazing. I mean, Dino and I had fun.
Yeah.
It was more like, I think we had to finish off what was cut by YFM.
Yeah.
Because YFM just, you know.
But by the way, the show you did with Dino at Y was iconic. It's fucking amazing.
Till today, I listen to radio and I still want to hear that type of magic. It cannot be duplicated. It happened and it stays there. So I wish you can just go and buy those podcasts and sell them on like iTunes or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like buying your masters as an artist. Yeah, you know, you just go there like, hey, wife, thank you very much. Can I please have my masters? How much is it? Split. Yeah. And then, you know, because that was quite legendary.
Yeah.
Koso today is doing Drive now. I think she'll be legendary.
Oh, Koso. Yeah. Can I open up Christmas and snacks? I think she'll be quite good. She'll be, yeah, she. No, I love Quinta, guys. Don't do that. That's how it's close. I'm a teller. I don't know how to tell them. What the fuck? I'm about to do all the things. Make sure that you do. I don't know. Where do people get that voice, guys?
You know, that's what me and my woman call it. We call it the voice.
Like, where do they get that voice? Like,
I think from Bonang. It's very Bonang.
But Bonang with her, it was a nice transition because it was more of Muriri Musisi Manala. And then she came back, you know, and she did top billings, like, when you, man. But for her, it works. But now I feel like each and every female on radio will try and pull that. And I'm just like, whoa, see, Pina, like, where are we?
So, aren't you friends? Why don't you call and tell her, hey, cool down with the voice. Good.
I think it works for the white market. I think they really enjoy having someone that speaks like that.
Mm.
I think they really do enjoy the and then he's just like, yay, girl! Yo, we are linking! We are. You know, when people do that thing, and the funniest thing is that when people do that on radio, and now you hear then someone saying like, you're not articulate enough on radio, you know, you need to sound in a certain way. And trust you me, there was a time my content producer sent me a voice over when I was doing the hacks at Metro, and then he says to me, Bougie, I want you to listen to this, how clean it is, and then I'm listening to this woman.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is that you just cut a scissor and then you mix, like, she speaks like that. It's like that monotone. Mm. And then I was like, I ain't gonna do this.
Yeah.
I said, no. I was like, if there's a problem, then tell my bosses, call me, but I am not gonna sound like this. Because I almost ended up being like that person, you know, being literally sounding like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Art Tumble. So right now we're about to be like, it's, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, you do Top 40. You get there, you do Top 40.
I get there, I do Top 40. After Top 40, everything goes well. Then I get to do the Weekend Breakfast.
Oh, okay. That's a nice gig,
the Weekend Breakfast. And which was really, really nice. And I did the Weekend Breakfast for 2 years.
Lima.
With Moji.
Oh, is he the guy you're talking about who's been doing radio for long and is what?
Yeah,
part of me is,
you know, it's like rest. You know, and I'm not saying this because I'm bitter or anything. with so much respect, with so much respect, to say when God has given you something so special and you are that amazing, the last thing you want to do is to start competing with the younger audience. You know, it's like me now hating on La Sizwe, hating on, like, those people are young. Allow them to grow. If you're going to be the bigger brother, guide them through the process. Mm. Don't be a bitch about it. You know, it's like, come on.
But they all do that, these OGs.
Like, there's OGs. Like, and then it's like, yeah, you don't know radio. Radio does what? It's like, come on, relax. People evolve. Like, if you really want to be that type of person, guide me through the process, because I'm also not perfect.
And it's a different time.
It's a different time altogether.
And it's an opportunity for him also to,
you know, to really
keep up with the young ones.
You know? And so when I did that, and then
But Moji's good, man.
No, Moji is amazing.
Oh,
no,
I like his radio.
And one thing about him is that he allows you to be, but don't be too much.
So it sounds to me like it was more off-air issues than rather on-air magic.
Yeah, it wasn't really on-air matters. It was like off-air issues and, you
personalities
know,
clashing.
And, yeah, and also I think I went through a really, really hard time in 2020. Also, like, in my personal life, I wasn't okay. You know, I couldn't give myself. And also because I love Metro so much, I didn't want to take a day off. I'm that type of person who doesn't really take a day off.
Yeah.
Like, my first year at Metro, I never missed any Saturday.
Yeah.
Second year, same thing. You know, unless when I went to, like, when I did the Durban July, and then I was able to now start saying, when you're not able to be on air, when you're not fine spiritually, don't do it. Because you end up throwing yourself off, like, you end up actually exposing yourself. And at that time, I was really not... I was going through a lot, like, personally.
What were you broke?
And, no, with Metro, nobody gets broke.
Hey!
No. Finances were least of my worries. I don't want to lie. It was just personal things, that relationships, family, and everything. And I thought I dealt with it up until I literally had to take time off and go for therapy. And then I was a better person.
You did therapy?
I did therapy.
Wow. I started it last week. How amazing.
I did therapy.
You started already, bro?
Yeah.
I started last week, my dog.
Don't tell us.
Can't you see the new me? I'm Chloe.
You know?
Hey.
So I went through therapy. Yeah, so yeah. And for you, what is therapy for?
No, someone said I must see it. Euphonic, actually. He said I must go see a therapist.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw one last week. It's quite nice,
it's
actually.
It's quite nice.
Fuck, it's dope, actually. No,
it's actually very dope.
So what I realized is what they do is I've been operating at a certain frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to unlock, like, the other layers of... Oh, man, it's crazy.
Although you think, and because I used to blame people a lot for a whole lot of things that have happened to me. I didn't want to take accountability. If something bad happened, yeah, it's not my fault. Yeah, it's Blakey's fault. Now I'll find, like, a certain excuse to just not take accountability. And then when I had to, it was the hardest thing ever. Also with relationships that have failed. I mean, I've had, like, the messiest relationships. So I sometimes would blame the other person and not see myself as someone that contributed to.
It's always weird when you say you've had messy relationships, because, like, usually women are the ones who are messy. Guys, we chilled, man. We don't have a lot of things.
Yeah, no, it's about men to men. Men to men. There was a time I was like, if literally being gay was a choice, I would have chosen to be straight. I would have backed down a long time ago. I would be like, actually, peace.
Yeah.
I am out. I'm going to get myself a woman who's going to listen to me, who's going to cook and do the clinting and do everything. I promise, because I was just like,
are you serious?
I promise you.
Niggas have issues.
A lot of issues. Bad motherfuckers. It's mommy issues, daddy issues, father issues. Nigga be broke at the same time. You're just like, where do I even? And you can't even fix them. That's the thing.
No way.
I promise you guys.
Because with us, it's the woman that always comes with the problems and the baggages.
No.
Am I lying?
That's a lie.
How many women have you met with saying exactly what Bougie's saying, and they say but the dick is good? The guy's broke, there's a problem, daddy issues, unemployment issues. homeless, all these things. It's niggas. These days, it's niggas, bro. Women are just maybe... guys take it easy, right? With a lot of things. Mm. Women, dramatic, yeah. But generally, I also have issues, bruh.
With men, guys, I'm not what they know.
Okay, okay. That's all I see you.
No, wait. I'm not betraying the team. I'm not betraying the team.
You're scared, bro.
Nah, not even. I'm telling the truth, bro. In this day and age, bro. This day and age.
Dog, when your woman goes out, are you calling her 10 million times a night asking where she's at?
Hence,
she's
I said, women have the drama.
But that's what I'm saying.
Niggas are laid back.
But the thing is, when a woman does that, let me tell you, let me school you a bit. When a woman calls maybe 10 times, where are you? Yes, it's like she's being insecure or insecurities. It's fine.
She's being dramatic.
But now, once she stops doing that, you should be very worried.
She stopped caring. Yes, she has
once
stopped
she
caring.
Stops.
Yeah.
Even checking where you are.
You lie.
What time you're getting home.
Yeah.
But you should know, Wuti. Ay, Shem.
Yeah.
Chayle, or she's busy fucking someone else. She's got herself entertained. That's because that's what women do. They will go, they will show you that drama. And then when they leave, babes, then you're like, ah, my woman is so cool. And the next thing you are there, 18 years later, with that taco, when she was busy cool. When she was visiting cool, you must know.
Yeah.
Oguchi. Ah, she was totally distracted by someone else. So you must be very, very careful.
I agree with that.
Yo, because I was at the queer day on Friday and she called me like 20 million times.
You at queer day?
Yeah, I had my name.
You at queer day?
I'm rebranding.
Nice.
I would have loved it. It would have been such an amazing moment.
Yeah, but anyway, so yeah, you're saying you're not a good space, yes.
Yeah, so personally, I also couldn't offer myself, you know, being better. And it was shocking how my personal life was now used against me.
Shit.
And then I said to them, have you ever now had to block all of your colleagues?
Jeez.
block up.
Yes, I blocked.
Oh, so it's used against you by your colleagues?
Because now... You can hear even when they're asking you questions by bosses that this is something that you're not in that space with me.
Mm.
This is something that probably would have happened. Maybe because my show is at 6 a.m. Chances are I'll be leaving the club at 4 a.m. And get to the studio at 6.
Yeah.
And my bosses wouldn't see that.
Mm.
But because someone just saw.
And then they snitched.
And then now they snitch. Hey, they snitched on me hectically, guys. Like, so. And the thing about me is that, do you know I didn't even confront them? Till today, I think when they see this, they'll be like, oh, I kept quiet. I kept to myself.
I could see it.
I used to have messages. I used to have a person that doesn't work for Metro getting messages about me. Saying, he's doing 1, 2, 3. He's doing 1, 2, 3. I just spoke to the bosses now. And I'm like,
And at this moment, you're co-hosting with Mo G.
Yeah, and I'm just like, wow.
Sounds like the Wild Wild West.
It is. And I remember when I was told, you need to start being very careful. Because you're too trusting. You're so easy with people. Listen, I work on TV. On TV, we don't usually work like that. You know, if we're doing a show together, you've got a full team. You all respect the crew. Now, if there's something that I'm not happy with, like maybe Saul is done, you go to Saul and say, listen, Saul, I don't like 1, 2, 3. Then you solve it. You don't go to head of channel. You don't go to head of channel and start saying, yeah, you see there. Yeah.
But that's how it was like at Y. Like, we're like a family, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah,
bro. It was that. Because this is where I come from. Even whatever issues I had with Dineo, we'll sit down, we'll iron them out. Dineo, like, I want you to be more professional. I need you to be on more time. And I worked on that. Or I'll say to Dineo, I feel like this is 1, 2, 3 you're doing. I'm not happy. And you work on that. Slowly but surely. But now when you are in a space whereby you're not even given that opportunity, you know, to really learn to say, actually, my guy, now would you come on?
Is it because everybody wants everyone's show?
That's the thing. And they don't understand. I'm one person. I'm so supportive. Meg G, you can be the anchor of the show. You can have Saul as the co-host and have me as a contributor. I know how to shine in my corner.
You're a professional.
If there's something that I know how to do, I know how to shine in my corner. Don't think, you know, you'll be saying things that I'll start saying, also, thank you for choosing the Mighty Man Tribe family. Now try. No. I know how to shine in my corner. I think it's a gift because people don't understand that when you work with certain people, like there's a structure to the whole team.
Thank you.
Not everybody's supposed to be the head and what. FD now is the anchor. I'm the co-host. Do your thing, girl. I'll support you. When she says now, I want you. It's just a matter of respect. That's one thing that I've never understood. When people want, everybody must be the same. You must. I'm just like, but it's not like that.
Yeah.
Wow, but you've grown, eh?
Work your way through the process.
You've grown, eh?
I've grown, guys. I'm a beast.
Hey. Because when I met you, a little fly, doing fly things.
Yeah, you know, I mean, age allows you to do those things. And even now with the certain things, I'm able to say no to certain shows. Mm. If I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it.
Have you rejected a show?
I have.
Which one?
I have. I don't want to mention. This guy will kill
which station?
Me. But this was a couple of years ago. Mm. It was with E. It was with good. ETV. Oh, and then I was like, don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Why?
Club 808.
No, Club 808, what hurt me about Club 808 is that I wanted it so badly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the industry, people talk, and then someone comes to me and says, Pushy, hey, your name was put forward, ne? Mm. But someone's like, "Hi, not that one, you're a papa, man." Mm. Yes, and you hear these things being said about you in boardrooms, you're like, you're not even giving me a chance. The first thing you show with, "We are papa," you forget that actually he's talented.
Mm.
Actually, he works very well with people. Actually, he's one of the most creative people that I'm one of the most creative people that I know in the industry because with every show I've done, I wasn't just a presenter. I'll be content producer as well because there's a certain way that I know that a viewer needs to receive certain things. And when you try it, I'm just like, yeah, it's not going to work. I know that I did get a lot of people like, you know, losing their jobs because I ended up writing my own script, ended up being my own content producer because I am that hands-on. And when I hear such talks, you know, say someone who's the big boss just said, "Ah, that's on your papa. Don't give him that."
But this is why I love the digital space. Because it's not about who you know.
What happens.
Whose dick you suck.
Exactly.
It's about talent.
And then you sit there, you're just like, wow. And then when you look at those people.
But have you sucked some dick for like a gig?
No. Mm. Maybe if they tried me, I would have. Just try me. Let's see if I'm going to say no now. Nah. Oh, just call me and say, "Listen, suck some dick, Bougie. Let's see." But I was never given the opportunity to.
At least allow me the opportunity to say no.
Allow me to say no. Don't just sit there and assume. Okay, this one. Hi, guys, come on. Try me.
Oh, shit. Fuck. So, when you hear stuff like that, it must hurt because you're an honest soul, man.
It hurts so badly, and others even use it against you. Mm. And another thing with me is that when we go to these events, Shmikchi, I've got a problem. I don't know how to suck up, eh?
Mm.
I don't know how to suck up, like.
And it's the name of the game.
It's the name of the game. Like, now that I see Meg G on the run, then I'm just standing there next to you. I don't know how to do that. Like, I am the worst.
Yeah.
Like, even with my bosses.
Then you got to start saying people's songs are nice when they're not.
Yes, when they're not.
Oh, I heard your song is nice.
So nice. And then with me, I'm just like, I don't want to sit with you. You're my boss, I respect. Because I respect my boss. I'll be like, it's all cool, fine. You know, if we have a chat, let's have a chat. It'll be genuine.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Hey. But now the fact that I'm going to call you in the morning, ask you how have you been, and then now I don't have time.
We got to follow each other on social media, respond.
I've heard that people buy even their bosses like expensive gifts, you know?
You lie.
Yes, you know, just to maintain.
No wonder.
I promise you.
It makes sense.
And then when you hear such things, it's just like, but I wouldn't buy you a Louis Vuitton bag. I don't have a Louis Vuitton bag myself. Like, why would I do that? So people go through those insane, just to maintain the relationship. And I've always said, with entertainment, talent will always
prevail.
Filter like with everything.
Yeah. And it's the age of being of talent.
It's the age of talent right now. It's you can call so many people and do whatever. And I just sit there. I once said to this other guy, I was like, yeah, we wanted to call you, but we ended up calling someone else because we're quite not sure about you, you know.
How many people do you think, when you listen on the radio, can hold a podcast together? Just 1 hour. Just 1 hour. No music. Just talent and
no
content.
No feature, no riddles.
Yeah. No, there's very few, eh?
Bad, eh?
You can't hide behind the music.
You can't hide that, but yeah.
Oh. No voice notes.
No voice notes.
So that's a voice note on 071-354. Tell us what you have to say.
Hey, a lot of people would be out of jobs.
Yeah, no, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Because I remember there was a time by when we did radio, we didn't even need music.
Yeah.
The music was getting in the way of the content. People were like, enough about the song. Stop. Hey, shut that AKA song. It's fine. Just continue talking. Because people sometimes, we in a world whereby if you like a song, you can literally purchase a song. You know,
and I was listening to some show the other day. They had a feature called Seven in a Row.
What's
seven songs
in a row. Top seven.
So when do I talk?
When do you do your job?
Seven in a row. That's basically like shut the fuck up and play the music.
Exactly.
Gosh, oh man, that is crazy, man.
So that has been the whole journey.
So what are you doing now?
Now I've been busy with I've been busy writing my script, forms and CE, and you know, trying to submit a few stories there and there, and also focusing intensely on music and also DJing. I'm now a resident.
You're a DJ now?
Yes.
Hey, shout out.
And he sings also.
And I sing as well.
You sing?
I've got
like two singles out.
You're fucking kidding me.
I promise you.
Dude, you're a star.
I stopped waiting for opportunities just like I just do it, you know? So right now, my sister and I, we're working on an EP.
Wow.
Which is almost done. And then, obviously, I DJ.
What music do you play now?
I play R&B and soul.
Oh, you do?
I am that. But I also play house because sometimes you get booked out of the province.
Yeah. And
they don't want to hear Tamia. They come a little like tech.
Yeah.
This other lady, I remember one time I was in the Eastern Cape, Etinach. So I'm playing like old school quiet. This girl, she's been standing there. People are vibing like, yeah. Then she says to me, like, and then I'm like, okay. Then I went and then I played the piano, and then she just left the other fence, and then I'm like, yo, DJ's even tough.
Being a DJ now is not the same, man.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah.
No, totally not the same. Not the same. Even with, because I remember people were like, yeah, everybody's now a DJ. Everybody's now. I'm like, but you cannot really close that door for people to come. You know, you cannot say it's only limited people can have a podcast. I mean, it's open for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to you how well you do. And with me, with R&B and soul, I was supposed to play hip hop. I was like, I don't like those songs. I go, hey, pussy fuck.
Pussy fuck.
I'm tired of that nonsense. And then usually I would like to play a Ringo, I would like to play my figures, or like that's usually my playlist.
Do you think we're ready for a gay rapper?
As I think country? South Africa now, yes.
Nah.
Yeah, no, now. Yeah. Especially the my 2000 gays, Ashim, they're also showing us flames. Like you sit there, you're like, yo, like we were not that brave, guys.
For real.
No. Yeah. Those shorts and skimping, don't they, like they're walking there, you buy shakers, and so like, and you're just like,
there's a guy
something.
Because I used to play, I was a resident at Babylon. You know Babylon?
Yeah.
And there's a guy, man, he was good, man. He was a rapper. And I forgot the guy, man. Shit, man. If you're watching this, please hit me up on the WhatsApp.
Gay rapper.
Yeah, gay rapper. He had a catchy song. It was like, you're not my type. No. You're not my type. Mm-hmm. Something about you're not my type. But it was sick. Like, this is dope.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think you are right.
Yeah, like now we are ready. Trust me. Like it's that. The alphabet gang is fighting.
Mm.
And which is something that I've been waiting for so long.
But do you think the hip hop community will receive it? Because they have like a lot
don't
of gay slurs.
Don't try to think, man. We don't need the approval anymore. Nah. Because before, you know, to be like, you need to hang out with it. You don't care.
Cosigns.
You know, have a cause. And right now, you can do your own thing. Mm. Just have, like, just be consistent.
And let's be honest, there are some rappers that are in the closet right now.
Definitely.
Nah.
Definitely. Mm. Definitely. Well, I wouldn't know, but I'm saying like definitely there are like everywhere, guys. Do not matter point up.
But who's gay? But when you're around them, your gayder goes off the roof.
Leave me alone. A lot, actually.
Throw out some names there.
For real.
Throw out some names there.
A lot. Like usually I do what I've learned, you know? To be honest with you guys, I don't care who sleeps with who anymore. Who cares?
Let's drop names. You'll tell us. Like no. J.R. J.R. He made the circle bigger.
He made the circle. I do like discussing. I've seen the people that are so straight. Where my kid is so off. So please stop. I'm sure you guys saw that video. Someone was doing a dance move.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that video?
I'm still by DJ. JR making the circle.
You need to stop.
Sorry.
All right, let's go on. It's fine. You don't want to tell us. It's cool.
And because I'm not really that used to them for me to start making such assumptions.
Accusations,
you know,
which will
say,
be seen as accusations.
This one is because they won't take it kindly. Mm. But one thing that I've learned is everywhere, guys, mentally is an E5. Wow. Just know that two out of three have been with a gay guy, or one day will still do it. Yeah. Name count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So, Lana.
Can be you, so
Blackie, my gay radar goes high by Blackie. Then.
Hey, Blackie, bro.
but guys, are you aware that we're moving to the world whereby people won't care anymore?
Yeah, but that's my thing.
That's the thing. People
and that's
don't,
okay.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I've been, people will ask me, do you know that so and so is gay? I'm like, is it?
Who
you know,
cares? So
I'm like, as long as they didn't rape anyone.
Exactly.
They didn't, it was consensual. Listen, they can fuck away.
It's
your body at the end of the day. Like, I am over that. Smang man ki gay, smang man.
Even
if you don't come over the closet, you know, even Andile Ngube, people will just be attacking him.
Shame, man.
To me and ask me, do you think he's gay? And I'm like, guys, do you really think I sit there and look at Andile and really try to suss him out? If it's not really my business.
Because you know, as a straight guy, I don't go around looking at people if they are straight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's also very rude of us to recruit people. We've got this tendency of recruiting people.
Outing people.
For me, it's...
I
don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly don't care. Like, it's not even... doesn't change my life, doesn't do anything.
Who's your type between me and Saul? Who would you date?
I would definitely go for Saul.
Saul! But you guys are both Big Macs.
Yeah? I like them big, honey. Saul will stand a better chance, even though he's annoying as fuck. Even though, he's a headache.
Maringa nyoba, push him in.
Definitely. We are also picking in. The short ones. Then you find them there under you.
Which one is this one?
Which one?
That time I'm this big. I don't make this just in. Like, what? I'm scared of this one. See my stomach lol. Like, hey, Baba, stop.
That's funny, man.
So, yeah.
But you've never dated anyone famous, ne?
No, I haven't.
What is your type, Phil?
In relationships.
I mean,
I'm thinking I'm not going to type, yes.
You're going to be a wash.
If I like you, I like you. I never really got off my way to. But now I think I'm going to start dating older guys.
Older?
Mm. Wow. Because I'm tired of raising men. Like raising someone else's child. You can feel, you see, which you are still raising a child. This person is not clear enough about what they
want. What did you think of the Somizi and Mohale relationship?
I think it's sad. And one thing, someone came to me also when we were at Queer Day. They was like, so your friend is going to get divorced. Mm. And listen, Somizi and I are not friends. Mm. Or Mohale and I are not friends. But I was like, this is not something nice that you can really celebrate. Like, come on, get a life. It's not. We one thing that makes the gay community to be quite weak and so vulnerable to attacks is because we don't know how to protect each other.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean,
that sounds like black people in general.
Yeah, we open, like they will celebrate like it's goodbye, but for me, I'm like, that's not a nice thing to celebrate. Mm. Like, I really wish they could, if it's really happening. You know, it's not a nice thing to go through, but if it's not, then kudos to them.
But I saw, because I used to watch the reality show, and he proposed in Paris. Mm. And while I didn't even cry, not even one tear, I'm like, nigga, you're in Paris. At least a tear in ya.
No, he did this.
I'm like, hey, something's
that
wrong. Yeah.
You know, like, we want marriage so badly, no one is even trying. And he's like, will you marry me?
Oh, shit.
Make sure that I don't think I'm sure I'm ready. But he couldn't.
Yeah, dude.
And it felt a bit awkward.
Yeah. Just like, oh. Not even like, oh my gosh, no way.
Where are you, baby? Oh, yes! The fuck is the missing wants to marry me?
Yeah.
You know, but I think they're a good thing. They still have a good thing happening for them. All in good time.
Yeah.
All in good time.
And I love Somizi. What a great guy, man. Have you worked with them?
I've worked with Somizi a couple of times. Mm. And we're cool. It's okay.
Somizi. Would you ever do a radio show with him?
With Somizi? I would rather do a TV show with someone like him. Not a radio show.
Yeah.
I don't think with radio we would be really compatible.
Mm. Who do you think would be compatible on radio?
Compatible. Compatible.
Compatible.
Yeah, compatible.
On radio, who do you think would be compatible with?
Me right now.
Yeah.
In terms of a gay guy.
No. Anyone. Not a gay guy, just anyone. General talent.
I would...
Who would you love to do a radio show with?
Fresh.
Oh, no, we don't say that name on this podcast.
Why not?
Hey, clima. Yes.
You remove this part.
Okay, we remove the part. Okay,
No.
And then also, Bonang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I had my radio experience with Bonang was really, really nice. I really loved enjoying with her. And I also love the fact that she has this over the top personality that I really enjoy.
Radio needs Bonang. I feel like she's got unfinished business.
She does have a lot. Mm. And who else? Mekgi, obviously.
Oh,
also,
yeah.
Like, I think will be the meanest radio team ever. The likes of, do you remember Linda Mbuso?
Oh, yeah.
Linda Mbuso.
Linda Mbuso as well.
Linda was in the closet. Yeah. Yes.
No, he's out.
He's out now.
Man. He's cool, man. He's out. Cool. He's living his life. Yes. Doing great things.
Yeah. Living the life.
I remember. He's got a podcast now also.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And there's also another lady that I love so much that I've worked with at Metro FM. Ooh, Marianne.
Marianne, I don't know her.
I think she does the night slot. I've stood in for her in a couple of times. Mm. I've stood in for her.
Who was the highest paid at Metro? Who was the highest paid?
I don't know. I never really bothered asking. You know, I literally took Metro as a gig. Like, I worked and I left. Like, I never really wanted to know the politics. Mm. Who's eating what? Who's doing? I was just like, I really don't care. I think that's why maybe I had such an open relationship with a lot of people because I really didn't have time to sit and do the whole gossip thing.
Find out who's snitching on you.
Yeah, and also, finding out who's snitching on me, that happened. It was just God's exposing people. Say, this is what being said about. I still talk to some of them, by the way. Mm. They don't know that I know. I think after this, they'll start.
Who are you close with? Who were you close with working there?
At Metro.
Yeah, obviously Dineo.
Obviously Dineo.
That's it.
Marianne, few people. I was never really close to a lot of people.
Wow.
I never really made like, you know, like, we'll see each other, you know, it's nice.
So you weren't part of the cool gang?
No. Shit. And I don't function well in the cool gang thing.
Ah, you'll fit in right well here.
I don't think if there's something that people have even picked up, because I do not function in that space.
Yeah.
Because it is quite toxic.
Do you still like beating up people?
Hmm?
Remember you almost beat a Bobster?
I stopped.
Yo,
after I got arrested, guys.
You got arrested.
I got arrested. So ever since, it was the worst experience ever. Like literally locked. And then had to be bailed out. And then whilst bailed out, and then...
And you were a Metro FM DJ at the time?
Mm? No, it was before Metro.
Oh, before.
At that time. And then now...
So the high criminals?
Mm? Mm?
Okay.
Because I had a temper, like,
oh yes.
Like a temper, like quick, fast.
Yeah.
So I beat up my neighbor.
Whoa.
Who used to be very abusive towards my mother. Like that guy was a really mean person.
To your mother?
To my mother.
So in Orange Farm?
In Orange Farm. So he also, so now what happens is that after mother passed away, when it was Umlindelo, you know, this guy took out to this huge speaker, started playing music.
Whoa.
And then like he was quite rude. Mm. And then when we had a fallout, me and him, it was when they tried attacking my younger brother with a pang and a baseball bat. So now one thing they didn't know about me, which is this one, that I can handle a fight.
Mm.
So I murskont everything.
You kidding?
Promise you. It was really, really bad. And then when I got released the following day, and then Twitter got the news because the police sell these stories.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. Like they.
And most of it is fake news.
I knew the way the story was written that they got the docket, but now they didn't have the right facts.
They because had to spice it up.
Because now it came out as Bougie stabs neighbors.
Yeah.
Why would I stab a neighbor? I don't even use weapons. Where would I even get a knife? Mm. They're the one that had the baseball bat, the panga, the knife.
So it's not Bougie defends his younger brother.
No, it wasn't written like this. Bougie now stabs neighbors. And I didn't even use the knife, you know? And now we got arrested. I came out the following
day. He's beast mode. He's like, I didn't even need the knife.
I don't. No, nah. And then on a Wednesday, when I was leaving for Durban, July, on Thursday, Wednesday night, police come and arrest me again.
You lie.
And I'm like, guys, what's happening? They're like, no, we were only charged with one case. You also beat up the other brother. You only opened the case now. Then I went there, I sat, and I started crying because I realized, which this is deeper than I literally fought with fools and who use this to their advantage to literally now get me back to jail every opportunity that they get.
Mm.
And then...
So you can stoop to their level.
Exactly. And then I remember my attorney came, we did the whole court hearing thingy. I didn't want to appear. They said, no, it's fine if he doesn't want to appear. Then he did it for me. Then I left. I came home, packed my bags, and I left for Durban.
Mm.
And then I did the whole Durban July. Mm. And I was working in Durban at that time.
Mm.
And I'm just like, these people are now trying to mess up with my bread. You know?
Because
I am booked. Like, you know, when you like, it's your schedule's just like Thursday, Friday, Saturdays.
Yeah.
Like, I've got so many bookings. I'm like, so now you just want to ruin me.
For no reason.
And they kept on pushing, like, Daily Sun calling me. And I just started ignoring the story and they faded away.
And then what happened with Bobster? Because you wanted to beat him up as well.
Bobster was rude, guys.
The Bobisto.
Bobby's such a nice guy.
At that time, I was still an intern at Y.
Oh, Y Academy.
Y Academy. And remember, Bobster now, they come to you with... So Bobster has so many people. And now Tamaria gave us a few tags.
Yeah.
She was specific. Don't give them, like, you know, don't give them... Like,
yeah.
If they've RSVP'd for three, it's three. So Bob said I was a squad.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you can't get in, my guy. Like, this is the only tags we have.
Yeah.
He wants to listen to the tags. I'm like, no, you're not having them. Bob's like, Alpha Seco, and I was like, shy, Amina. I'm like, yo, Bob, if you only knew, my guy.
Because you're still a dude and you're huge, bro.
That's like, the thing. Sometimes when you're a bit feminine, you see the hair, you think,
yeah.
Zach Bert, I'm
you're
trying.
Still a man.
Zach Bert.
Huge,
Zach
bro.
Better. Just that now I don't do those things anymore. Yeah. That was my hardest, like my biggest lesson. Like,
so you didn't fight? You guys?
No, we just pushed each other. You know, and then we didn't. But now we're fine. Even at Metro, when you see each other, hey, pop star, hey, pop
easy. Yeah. And then Saul, did you almost fight Saul?
Saul, I nearly threw a cup at him. Oh, Saul, yeah, tell it, like, guys.
No, I'm still
Saul, like, there's people that can make jokes and then you're just like, ah, it's enough.
What did I do? Sorry,
this one
bro,
went I was just joking. You know, my betty, you must learn to stop. Yeah. Saul, stop.
What did I do?
Up until I took that cup, Nathan Zokshire went.
Did I mess with your Facebook
and
or
then,
something?
And then
what did I do?
Utumelo comes out, our program manager at the time at Y. He's like, Saul, no.
I can't remember this. What happened?
I wouldn't remember. I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, and I took that cup. I was just like, yo, it's enough. I'm tired of your stupid jokes.
Yeah.
And it was Saul, it was on Guarane from, he'll start laughing at my, he started saying to me, so we're saying something about management, and then I said management, and I was like, "Oh, so it's management. Which school did you go to?"
Man, I was a kid. I'm sorry, Gigi. I was childish.
So
I was
not
young.
Management. It's management. So it's management. And then he goes in. How from time to management? How now goes into my way? Hey guys, push it, you're so bad. He goes. On. And you must understand that that time Saul was big, but it was not my size. You know, it was still.
Yeah, you were bigger than me. I was bigger than you now.
Yeah, it's now you're bigger than me.
Exactly.
Tables
see?
Have changed.
Life.
I've got a neck.
I still have a neck. Yo, I still have a neck and I still have one chin.
So, you know, so you made me so angry. Yeah. And then from there, then I started not greeting Saul at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I started being up until before then, after I left to Iwan News, then I was like, I'd forgiven him.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even notice because I was joking. It's nothing personal.
You know, he didn't even, like, I think.
Sorry,
everybody
man.
Everybody saw because the whole room, Pindi was even there. Pindi was like, and you, I saw.
For real. Yeah. And then tell me about the eat the poo poo situation we had. I've never heard it from your side of the story.
Hmm?
What happened?
I told you to stop.
So yeah, let's break it down from the beginning. What
What's
happened?
Eat the poo poo?
At why when he got fired?
Yeah.
so this is you. He was doing Drive now. He was
No. I was doing 12 to 3. It's my show now.
Oh, it's your show.
Yeah.
But he's the producer slash.
No. I wasn't the producer.
Well, was I standing
but
in?
But you were in studio.
He was standing in.
He was standing in. It was Drive, bro.
You know, when you're not reading that article of that guy.
Yeah,
it was playing
Ugandan
a video.
Ugandan guy. Yeah. Who said we eat the poo-poos, we do what.
Yes.
And You didn't defend the whole thing. You didn't sensitize it.
Yes.
You were not sensitive. You just went in
Jehalagasha.
Raw. Like, I don't forget. I've forgotten what you said.
Yeah.
But you were just, and I said to you, you have to apologize.
Yes.
And then you said.
Because you walked out when I was playing. Because
mm-hmm.
I asked you, do you eat the boo-boo?
Yes. Like, imagine, what the fuck says that? Who the fuck is? And then on air, he says, do you eat the boo-boo? I'm like, man, gee. And I'm like, you need to apologize. Like, yeah, I'll apologize. And then he goes and then says it again. And then they said, okay, my guy, you're out. Because he wasn't sorry at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I know.
We're young and dumb, man.
Eh? We're extremely young and dumb.
Yeah.
Full of cum, man. Eh?
Young and down, full of calm, bro. Are you cool with your brother now? I read when you were trending in the papers that your brother wrote off your car. Crashed your car.
I don't know where my brother is.
Whoa.
This is the younger brother, the one you're protecting.
That's the one you fought for.
Oh, older.
Hmm? Oh, the older one now.
No. The younger one
can't tell me you are in the family.
Yo, there's a lot of us. Eh?
Is it?
Yeah.
Your dad was busy, no?
My dad was really busy. On my mom's side, is just 4 of us. Mm. But on my dad's side, others I've never even met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could be siblings.
Huh? Exactly. Mr. Biko, how you doing?
As you say, yes.
So, with my own, I haven't spoken to him in years, eh?
Since the car crash, did he crash your car and disappear?
He crashed the car and... He drove the car without my permission. I was in Cape Town at that time. And he literally stole the car from at home and went out clubbing. Now, I called him and I asked him nicely, please bring back, please go and park the car because I can hear that you having fun there. Please, nyakela, I got it. I've been driving for years. I drove you to school. Why was I so? I was telling him, I'm going to park again. I let it go. I am clubbing in Cape Town. There's this club called 021. Like, it's lit, like fire. You know, I'm having so much fun. And then when I get to the hotel around about 4 a.m., I've got 19 missed calls. I'm like, what's happening? My younger brother says, your car was in an accident. I'm like, how bad is it? He's like, you don't have a car.
Oh,
like, right, what off. Do you mean you don't have a car? Ati, you don't have a car. There is nothing there. It's finished.
Oh.
And then he sends me a picture. And then I start crying now because I didn't pay insurance.
Yeah, shame, man.
Now, even when I try my luck with insurance, you know, only to find that my brother has a suspended license.
Mm.
So still, I'm screwed.
But he didn't get hurt, ne?
He was hurt. He said I must be grateful for his life.
Yeah, but it's just the guy. He's right. And though.
He said I must be grateful for his life. I'm like, well, your life ain't really doing much for me. Like, I'm sorry, but that's how I felt. And one thing that hurt me most about it, and I think maybe one day that he needs to understand, is that he never even said, I'm sorry. He never even came to me and said, I am really sorry. It's a car, it's gone, it's fine. He never came and sat down and said, I really fucked up. How do I make it better? But instead, he just became a monster, like, you know. And now we started also fighting over my company when I got my contract with Mzansi Magic shooting Taxi Queens, because he was a business partner. So if you ever, like, you know, he has access to the account, but now he's no longer part of the business. And then now he sees an SMS, he's like, yeah, he goes to the bank, I want my money. Bank, oh. So the bank calls me like, listen, you've got this guy here who says he wants his money from the account. Like, now you must understand, this is pre-production money. It's not even money for the full movie. Guys, my family is so traumatic.
He sounds like Ranaka from the... He's the Ranaka of your family.
You know, and he's an older brother, number one. So I had to literally go and open a case. And then ever since I opened a case against him, then he never spoke to me.
Do you watch the Ranakas?
Yes, I do.
That's so funny.
I do.
Yo, I'm loving... Do you watch it, Sol?
No.
I'm loving the new season, man.
No, well, the new season, I haven't really watched it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dineva looks calm, eh?
No, like, she's very calm. She's very centered.
Matured,
matured. And even when I talk to her at times, you know, she's just like, you know what?
Because, you know, Dineva, the one when we started, she was very feisty.
Extremely feisty.
But this one is like calm. Like, she doesn't want to argue. She doesn't want to fight. You know what I mean?
I think we all get to that level whereby we're just like, you know what, we've done it all. We were those people. And even though now the entertainment industry will always remember that character. And then when you sit there, when you start negotiating, even with your deals, when you start speaking in a certain way, it's like, now, who the fuck is this? Like, where does this person come from? And also, Dineva is in that space. I mean, with her life and how she has a very nice private circle as well. Because most of the times, when we're together, we don't even post. Because we were usually people like with McG, then you post. We don't even. We're just like doing our own thing, our own vibe. It is what it is. No pictures for Insta. Because I feel like when I'm with my family, I don't really post.
Yeah,
I'm always with my sister. I don't post. And when you have such genuine friendships, you don't have to post. Unless if maybe you're going to an event and you're all dressed in a certain way, then that's fine. You can do that. Yeah. But now, Nipuza Manzi say I post. There's an Insta post. I watch those Instagram friendships. I'm like, this is exhausting.
It's fake people doing fake
I'm
shit.
Like,
But we're still waiting for Sol to get to our level. When are you getting to our level, Sol? Being mature.
What level? Mature, you. You laugh at a guy making a Manchester joke. How's that mature? What level of maturity is that? Manchester under 15. It's not mature. Please.
Hey, but dude, I'm so proud of you. Like this, I felt like this was a catch-up session. Oh yeah, by the way, our chillers are probably watching, thinking, This is a celeb interview.
No, it's not.
It's not. Well,
it's sort of turned into one a bit.
But the reason why we had Bougie here is because we got a massive announcement to make, so.
Yeah?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Boys and girls.
Yes.
This is where it's at.
Oh. This is where it's at.
Yo, remove that one.
Hey, remove that one.
Please welcome our newest member to the podcast and chill family.
So much fun here.
We are hiring all the radio rejects.
All of them.
Radio rejects.
You get a show. No politics.
So how this happened is that I thought about an idea of another podcast, right? And I'm like, fuck, Bougie would be great. Mm. So I called Bougie. We met 2 weeks ago, right?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, we had lunch 2 weeks ago. I'm like, this is what I'm thinking.
Sorry.
And he's like, nah, this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh shit, I like that.
Okay, what were you thinking?
It was kind of like what we do, but yeah, what was I thinking? I even forgot. There's so many shows in the pipeline. So
and I was like, this sounds like trending. I say, I don't want to do trending.
Oh, I see. That's a pop idea.
I'm like, you know? Sounds like, well, so did you see this clip? Yes, I saw this clip. I'm like, so scripted. I don't want to do that anymore. Mm. I'm in my element now. And the funniest thing was I was planning to start my own podcast. And when McG came, I was like,
yeah, it's God's timing.
Now I've
man.
Got like a full team because a lot of people just want to jump into YouTube, jump into doing things. I don't like messy things. You know, now you're sitting there, you're just like, what nonsense is this? Yeah. And I felt like I've worked so hard for me to just come with something that is so stupid.
Yeah.
And also when I've looked at how you've grown, you didn't also start stupid with your podcast. Mm. And so it's nice.
No, we did, but yeah.
No, but it wasn't. Now when you look back, it has some sort of structure.
No, and there wasn't, but yeah.
Yeah. I am trying to protect you. You're failing. As I'm trying to, hey, come do this. So with that being said, I was really, really excited. And thank you so much for
It's an honor.
So what's the show? What's it about?
What's it about? Since we
what's
last
the
spoke,
podcast? What's it called?
What's
it about?
Do you have a name?
The name I'm not going to reveal now. Because I'm struggling with how it should be.
Okay.
But one thing about it is it's all queer lifestyle galore. We're going full on gay, lesbian, trans, and we'll be broadcasting mostly in some of the events, just seeing the culture,
nice.
And also a lot of dance studio sessions as well.
Wow.
That will be happening. So it's literally gay culture on steroids, something that TV has never done before.
Yeah.
And also just there's things that I also don't understand when it comes to, I mean, the whole LGBTQI, you know, and just like having conversations with bi guys, like when someone's like bisexual, because I'm just like,
hey, Blakey, we can have that conversation now.
Because sometimes I'm just like, you know, we also don't understand each other, and I want it to be an open conversation, how we view relationships. And one thing is to also learn to start seeing ourselves as human beings, 100%. Not as an alphabet gang. I just trying to slowly move away from that. So it's all queer focused, and I hope that.
Aren't they going to ban you for coming on the network now? Aren't they going to ban you? Because like, you know, we are no-go property right now.
Ban me? No, they wouldn't. Love my gays.
And we've apologized. I mean, I'm sure they've forgiven us.
Mara, don't think that we're idiots. We can sense when you're just apologizing for it to just move. Not because... And the thing, to be honest with you, Saul, is that you guys represent a way some men or some people in the community still think. I've got family members that sometimes they look at me, if I walk in with the guy who's supposed to be my boyfriend at that time, you'll see the...
Yeah.
Oh, you know? So it's just not nice when we hear it and when we see people as influential as you guys saying it. But at the end of the day, it is the reality that we have to deal with on a daily basis.
But that's why this podcast, the one that you're going to be
doing is so important, you know? Yes. And just to go back to doing things that are really, really extra.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I can see you excited,
And then the first episode, I'm literally shaving off my beard. I'm going full drag.
Oh, wow.
Your beard, oh.
My beard, what were you thinking?
Hair grows in a lot of places on our body. You could have shaved anyway. Chest, armpits,
cubes. You want to start with chests again?
Eh?
You want to start with chests again?
No,
Leave the chest.
Now you're going to chastise me for this. For just naming body parts where hair grows.
Yeah, such an idiot.
Leave it in the drawer, bro.
So it's all that. So the whole structure, which is Mekchi will have later on today.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
Cool, man.
When is he going to play?
We haven't decided. Oh, we haven't shot an episode yet. Yeah.
Nah, that's cool.
You know, we go as we go, bro.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think my gays will be excited as well.
Yeah.
And my lesbians.
And my everyone.
And the eyes.
We must try to get that rapper guy. That guy is going to be a superstar, man.
Listen.
Yo.
Please bring him through. There's also another, there's a few gay guys I've seen who have done like full EPs, they release the songs, and they haven't really been given an opportunity to perform anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and I think with
rappers.
Even rappers, even like musicians. Because sometimes with our songs, we want to sing about men. And when with radio, you can't really go there and say, Indot I am, and your voice is like, Indot I am. I'm being honest, that's the reality of
it. Why? They don't play the music.
Oh, you don't think about Indot I am. I mean, look at Threesome. For them to even get recognition. You know, it was so much work for them and they've paved the way, but still, that's a sassy move. So I want to really give that platform that light to say, actually, that's insane.
But stop thinking about radio, man. Radio's dead. This is where it's at. Like, literally, this is where it's at.
Yeah, this is where it's at. But that's why I'm saying I would really like to have them here to have a full queer concert.
Yeah.
And that is very possible.
We've got a segment called The Hangout where we get up-and-coming artists to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to put them in there...
I saw The Hangout. Yeah. So I saw this this other guy also was performing.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I've been watching. I've been watching.
All right, cool, man. So before we go, I got to make some announcements. 18th of April, we're doing a podcast and chill brunch at Rooftop Barbecue in Sandton. Are you coming?
Okay. No, I'm definitely coming.
Man, you can spin a set or two. Spin a set or two.
No, definitely I will.
And it's a brunch, so it goes well with R&B.
It goes R&B and so. Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Let's chat about that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's happening 18th of April. If you are a member, you can get discounts on the tickets, but do check it out on DigiTicket. It's brought to you by DigiTicket. 18th of April, first ever event we're doing this year, so I'm excited. Because I get to COVID restricted us a lot.
COVID was a lot, guys.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
So there's only 100 tickets available. First come, first serve. 18th of April, first podcast and chill brunch. And we might actually shoot an episode from the venue that day.
I think you have to shoot an episode.
Yeah.
It's not even a matter of... It needs to happen.
I just don't like live audiences. I get nervous, man.
Is it? Why?
I don't know. I'm afraid of crowds and stuff.
You've got influencer tendencies. They're so good with their own phones. When you put them on set, Dololo, you're like, show us what you are doing. They just freeze. You're just like, it's easier when you're alone at home with your phone.
Exactly.
It's next thing you get hired there by Ismail. You're like, okay, do your thing. Lines.
Sure.
I'm like, yo, see, influencer versus talent.
Yeah.
That's when it comes.
Anyway. And then Namibia had to be postponed because I had a funeral at home. I had to go to a funeral this weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
It was sad, man. My uncle's wife passed away after she gave birth.
Oh,
oh man.
The child is fine.
Yeah, the child is fine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's sad.
Very. So I had to go home. So we had to postpone the Namibia tour. But yeah, we'll still do it, Nessel.
Yeah, well, definitely, man.
Yeah, we'll just get a new date. What else am I missing? Any other announcements, Sol? Am I missing something?
Announcements of the show? No, nothing.
Yeah. We'll be back. We're going to record this weekend with Ghost Lady.
We're back on Monday.
Yeah, we're back on Monday with Ghost Lady as per usual. Bougie, yes, the show is starting. It is happening. Let them know. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be lit.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah, I've already have a banner. I'm so for it, guys.
Damn,
it's got a banner.
Merch, everything. Come with it.
Beautiful,
Beautiful. Let's rock and roll, man. So, you want to say anything before we leave?
No, nothing. We're all good.
Yeah, we're all good, man.
You're so well behaved today. I'm so happy.
What do you mean?
I was really worried about you.
Were you worried about me? How?
Better when I don't know. Whoa, solo tool.
Whoa,
go tool.
Whoa.
Nah, no, whoa, yeah. We out here, man. Podcast and chill.
Boof. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.